is this God? That would trust his marvelous creature, the man, to take care of, to rule over, and have dominion and control over all of his creation. Say, that's me. Say, that includes me. Say, I have dominion. Turn to Psalm 24 if you want to put that on the screen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. I don't hear any shouts, hallelujah. Listen, you got to know why you came here. You didn't come here just because it's a Sunday morning and you're supposed to come to church. You're supposed to know who this God is, who you have come to worship, whom you have come to honor, and whom you serve every day, hallelujah. Psalm 24, this God created the heaven and the earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, this King James, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity or sworn deceitfully. But if he has, there is redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord, hallelujah. He shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who is this God? You older children can say it too, hallelujah. But I wanted to keep them engaged because they're not in children's church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Children, shout this. Say, I'm righteous. Say, I receive God's blessing. Church, shout it, I'm righteous. I receive God's blessing. This is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O God, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory, and the King of glory, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in to your heart. If you'll open up and let him in. If you'll touch the angels that are flying around. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And know who this God is. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Get ready, children, little and big. Who is this God?
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Hallelujah. Unto thee, 25, and you don't have to put it up. Unto thee do I lift up my soul. To that God that I can't see, but I know he's real. To that God that I wasn't there, but I know he created heaven and earth and all that lives therein. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path and lead me in thy truth. Teach me, for they are the God of my salvation. And on thee do I wait all the day. Who is this God. All right, they've gotten kind of stale on that. I'm going to give you another one to say in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 57 and 15, let that baby praise the Lord. Let that baby praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us won't do it, but that baby can praise the Lord all he or she wants to. Glory to God. God not bothered. Hallelujah. Who is this God? He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would be wonderful if I had time to read all of that, but I'm going to read verse 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in the New Living Translation. It's in the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Now, God said something about himself. So what are you saying about him? Is he just God up in heaven? Is he just God when you need him? Bishop mentioned just recently in just talking, he said there are some people that you know, they don't see or know where the church is until they get into trouble. And then they want to run by here, get a fix, and go on and don't come back till they get in trouble again. But God said something about himself. Verse 15, the high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirit are contrite and humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. So he said, if you have a pure heart and clean hands and you don't get in iniquity, but if you get in iniquity, repent. He said, repent. That's why I gave Jesus, repent. Don't run from me, run what? To me. I was watching Bishop and Joran, our three-year-old grandson, and they went out behind the bookstore. There's some puppies out there. And he was just walking up, and Bishop was walking up, and he was walking up, I guess, to look at the dogs. I don't know. I couldn't see the dogs. But I do know whatever happened, he took off back to Bishop for protection. He was in trouble. Listen to me. If you get in trouble, run to Jesus. Children, when I say the word trouble, I want you to say, run to Jesus. Can I get a couple of you just to run up there and run back? Come on, stand up, any two of you. When you get in trouble, say it. Come on. I have enough to know to do what the children did. Run to Jesus. Say that. So, Lord, from now on, if I get in trouble, I'm going to do my best not to get in trouble. But if I get in trouble, I'll run to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Who is this God who would plan from the very foundation of the world? Everybody shout, foundation! Of the world. How would he do that from the foundation of the world to send his son? That the man whom he trusted with the earth, the man that turned away from this holy, righteous creator, Genesis chapter 3, who would serve idols and blaspheme their God. This God, that this man, this mankind, God planned from the foundation of the world that this man may find his way back to him. Children, when I say trouble, you say run to God. Get up. And when man turned away from God, he got in trouble. And he had to what? Run to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.